Time for Dial-A-Doc, part of FHN programming and big radio, WBGR. Joining us today, Tracy Love, FHN clinical nurse leader. And Tracy's update, it's on vaccinations of COVID-19. Good morning, Tracy. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Ever evolving. Are there still opportunities coming up at FHN to be vaccinated?
There are. Our community members who are not vaccinated can self-schedule at FHN.org. All available spots will be listed well in advance, and people can choose whatever time fits their schedule best. We have also opened up some evening spaces up until about 6:45 at night to help accommodate schedules. And we've also added another drive-through event on June 5th at Burchard Hills Clinic here in Freeport. You can register for all of these at FHN.org. And if you're not able to register online, we do have a phone number they can call at 815-599-6412 to schedule.
Sounds like plenty of opportunities no matter what your work schedule is. Has FHN been administering any of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine, Tracy?
No, we have not administered the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at our FHN events or clinics. We currently are providing the Moderna two-step vaccine, as this is the vaccine allocation that we've been provided at this time. We do continue to follow the CDC and Illinois Department of Public Health guidance on our administration of COVID-19 vaccines.
And people ask, we've heard, and not everybody comes back in for their second shot with the two-shot vaccines, both Moderna and Pfizer. Have you observed that?
We've not seen a lot of this, just a little, although we have had a few who have chosen not to return for their second shot, but this volume's been actually quite low.
All right. And does it this still give people quite a bit of protection? Is that like 80-85% of if you get two shots somewhere in that neighborhood?
You know, I'm really not the expert on that. Okay. I would definitely follow what the CDC and Illinois Department of Public Health has guided everyone. I would recommend definitely getting your second shot.
I would agree with you. If you're going to do one, you might as well get the second one and have it complete. Fully vaccinated, we've heard this. What does that actually totally mean, fully vaccinated?
For a person to be considered fully vaccinated, they must receive those recommended doses of the vaccine. So for Moderna, this is the two shots scheduled 4 weeks apart. And then waiting that extra 2 weeks after that second shot to be complete or have that full effectiveness of the vaccine. It takes this time period for the person's immune system to start to ramp up and be fully activated against the virus.
So from your first shot to your second shot to the 2 weeks, you're looking at roughly a six-week period, right?
Correct. And at the end of that six-week period, after the 2 weeks after that second shot, then we consider you to actually have the full protection of the vaccine.
And I know lots of people that are now fully vaccinated and pretty darn happy about it, too. Tracy, what happens if people decide not to get their second shot or miss their appointment? Can they still come in later to get it, and does it still work the same way?
So the person should schedule their second shot as soon as possible and to make sure that they get both doses as recommended, to make sure that they get that full effectiveness of the vaccine. If you've received your first full dose of vaccine at FHN, again, I recommend please trying to call at 599-6412 to schedule that second dose as soon as possible. It's not really recommended to wait past their scheduled second dose to receive that injection.
I was expecting your answer. Yeah, if you go too much past that, it probably doesn't have the same effect. Maybe somebody's traveling and they got their first shot at FHN. Is it okay if they get it somewhere other than FHN for their second one, or is that kind of complicate the paperwork and all of that?
You know, it's really not recommended. What is recommended is to get their second vaccine dose where they received their first vaccine dose. So if you received your first vaccine at FHN, you should definitely come back to FHN to get that second dose. If you didn't get your first dose from FHN, what we recommend is that you go to the place where you received it to receive that first dose. And if that's not possible, to try to contact their local health department to see if they can help schedule them for that second dose as soon as they can.
We're visiting with Tracy Love, FHN clinical nurse leader, purse of Dial-A-Doc, and brought to us by FHN. What about children, Tracy? Now that Pfizer vaccine available for kids aged 12 to 15, is FHN vaccinating this age group?
FHN is currently not vaccinating community members under 18 years old. Children under 18 can only receive the Pfizer vaccine at this time, and our allocations of vaccine have been Moderna, not Pfizer. People can reach out to their local health departments or local pharmacies to see if they're vaccinating children under 18 years of age.
How fast did you at FHN go from people calling, trying to get in for shots, to now having all kinds of openings? What was that time frame, roughly?
Right now what we've been seeing is we are starting to see a slow decline of interest. What I still recommend, though, is if you haven't been vaccinated, we really, really want people to try to get the vaccine as recommended by the CDC and our Illinois Department of Public Health.
And for the good of all of us, that herd immunity would be a wonderful place to get to, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What other reminders, Tracy, do you have for the community regarding COVID-19 vaccinations?
You know, I really just want to remind everybody that FHN is still offering vaccines to people 18 years and older. We are offering self-scheduling at FHN.org. And if you're not able to self-schedule, you don't have a computer, definitely give us a call at 815-599-6412 to try to get one scheduled. You know, it's so important to get this vaccine that, you know, we're trying to help our community any way we can.
And it's not just for you and your family, it's for the community and our, you know, our states and our country, for sure. Where do people find out more if they have more questions?
If you want to learn more about the COVID-19 vaccine, you can always go to FHN.org or also check out the CDC or the Illinois Department of Public Health websites. Or you can always contact your local health department as well for any questions.
Well, it certainly seems like FHN is making it very easy, no matter if you are fluent with a computer or phone or you want to stop in person, lots of ways and different times that you can make appointments. We've been visiting with Tracy Love, FHN Clinical Nurse Leader, part Dial-A-Doc, brought to us by FHN. Tracy, wonderful talking with you again. Good luck getting everybody in their shots, and hope to talk to you real soon, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Tracy Love, FHN Clinical Nurse Leader, part of Dial-A-Doc from FHN.